Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to this live edition of the Strang Report podcast. And welcome to everyone who's tuning in on YouTube and Rumble and the different platforms. I do this every Tuesday and Thursday live at 4 p.m., which means that those of you who are watching live can ask questions. You can make comments, and I welcome your comments. And as we're able to, I will answer them. Today, I'm going to talk about deliverance. And a lot of people may not even know what that means, but you know, the Lord's Prayer says, deliver us from evil. And there is evil. In fact, some translations say, deliver us from the evil one. And what happens is there are principalities and powers in the spiritual realm that are real. And it affects all the evil in the world. All evil in the world is a result of Satan. And Satan has to have people to carry out his purposes, just like God uses people to be the hands and feet of Jesus. In fact, the terminology we use is that all believers are the body of Christ in the world today. And there are a lot of people who don't believe in evil, or they don't believe in demons. That's a minority, but even people in the church either don't believe it or they just believe it at an intellectual level, and they don't really know how to come against the enemy. And there are a lot of believers, and maybe you're one of them, who fights with strongholds in their lives, or maybe something even worse. A lot of addictions are the result of evil spirits that we have let in by different reasons, or different times. It may even be something like offenses or just bitterness, but also anger and rage and addictions to pornography or to alcohol or to drugs. These have demons at their base, and you have to have them cast out in the name of Jesus. Now, I recently published a book by Greg Locke, and I've done several podcasts with him. You can look them up, and you can listen to them or watch them. And he's the one who put out this tremendous documentary called Come Out in the Name of Jesus. It is now streaming. You can get it on Salem. You can get it on Amazon Prime and other places. And if you haven't seen it, I've seen it several times. It is excellent. And what it is the story of a Baptist preacher who is against all these things, who is confronted with an evil spirit in one of his services, and he didn't know how to respond, and he went looking for answers. And he tells the story. In fact, he tells the story in the documentary. He's told it to me personally, that he discovered this little book called The Secrets to Deliverance. And it's a book by Alexander Pagani. I've reached out to Alexander Pagani to do a podcast with me in just the next few days. You won't want to miss that. He's an extraordinary man of God with great insight. And this little book, and I guess some other research that they did, opened their eyes to the fact that there is a supernatural realm. He made contact with Alexander Pagani, who became something of a mentor. Long story short, they started having deliverance, mass deliverance, because there is deliverance one-on-one, which I'll talk about it in just a minute. But they had these great deliverance services, and people came by the thousands from all over the country because people are desperate to be set free. And today I'm going to give you some keys, some ideas, some suggestions. And at the end of the program, I'm actually going to pray. And here I am in our studio in the Orlando, Florida area. You are wherever you're watching. You may be watching live, probably you're watching later. But do you know, in the same way that a book that was written many years ago can minister to you when you listen to it, or a sermon that's online that was maybe delivered by someone who's no longer living can minister to you, I believe that the Holy Spirit can take what I say and the prayers I say, and that it can minister to you as you watch and as you pray with this podcast. Now, there's so many things that need to be said that I'm actually going to do two podcasts to just try to cover this very, very important topic. In fact, it's so important that I put an entire chapter in my new book called Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World. And my book is about the power of the Holy Spirit and how it will help you overcome in every area. And I go through, I talk about the gifts of the Spirit, healings and the working of miracles and prophecy and discerning of spirits. I also talk about the fruit of the Spirit. We talk about trials and tribulations. But my feeling is, my belief, it's not just my feeling, but my seer-been belief that's backed up by the Word of God, that if you're going to have a Spirit-led, a Spirit-filled life, that you're going to be free of these things. And I even tell my own story, how as a young college student who was battling things, who knew God but was drawn into the world and just struggled to be consistent in my walk with God, I learned about deliverance and the charismatic movement. In fact, at the time, my own church really, really downplayed it. I don't really understand, and I think a lot of that has changed, but I asked for prayer. It was an independent charismatic minister in our area that I had confidence in. It was a confidential setting. It was almost like a counseling session, and then we prayed, and they took authority in the name of Jesus over various things that the Lord revealed to them. It wasn't particularly emotional. If you watch the services with Greg Locke, of course, there are great manifestations. I did not experience that. But at age 20, something happened in my life. I was free. And I've been faithfully serving Jesus ever since. Not without problems, not without trials. But I was free of whatever bound me. And I tell that story in my book, but I also tell a story about James Robinson. He's the well-known evangelist, and he tells a story that as a young preacher, he felt like he almost had a claw in his brain, and a layman, in fact, he was a carpet cleaner or something like that. It was somebody who was active in the ministry that he found out about, and he said to James Robinson, he said, "I feel sorry for you. I've never seen anyone so bound up." And James had to admit that he was bound up and he wanted to be free. And this man prayed for him and he was delivered. In fact, we had a story of him, a cover story in Charisma Magazine in 1979. I should have brought a copy of it. I have to go to the archives to look it up. And it was James Robinson's picture and the headline said, "I've been delivered." I can remember it made a huge impact. And writing that story got me to know James Robinson, and we have been ministry partners and friends ever since. But I tell that story that how he was set free, and people around him in his ministry said he was like a different person. And that's what happens when you get deliverance. You're free of the demonic attacks or control. Sometimes people are possessed where they almost can't control themselves. In fact, in extreme cases, I'm going to use extreme cases like a mass murderer or people that are just out of control in terms of drug addiction or whatever it is, or even some sex addictions where people are just out of control doing antisocial, illegal kinds of things. You know there's a spiritual root that needs to be cast out in the name of Jesus. And in our ministry, in our publishing house that we call Charisma Media, we focus on this in so many ways. And I'm going to take this opportunity to share some of these things with you. Here is a very important book called Fire Prayers by John Ramirez. Sorry, I stumbled over the name. He's my very good friend. And in fact, I have a testimonial about him in the journalism business. We call them little sidebars in the chapter on deliverance, telling the story of how he came out of Satanism and was just totally controlled. He's been entirely set free, and he's powerful. And he has written prayers that you can pray, and pray them in faith, and they help. And this book has really taken off. It's on the bestseller list. And, okay, here are the blood of Jesus. It's an arsenal prayer that gives demons heart attacks. That's what it says at the top of the page. It's declarations to strengthen your position in the spiritual realm. Prayers for spiritual discernment. I'm just looking at some of the headings. Prayers of renunciation of various things in your life. Prayers of repentance. And I could go on and on. This book is available really wherever Christian books are sold, but you can get it at mycharismashop.com, which is the name of our own direct-to-consumer book selling. I like to say it's a very small version of Amazon.com that has all of our 1,500 books and a few other materials. You can get it, or you can go on Amazon and get it. It's widely available. I will tell you that John Ramirez is on the cover of Charisma Magazine. This is the newest issue. It's the latest issue. It's July, August, 2023. And it says here, it's former Satanist priest now wields fire prayers in the arsenal of freedom. There's also an article here by Greg Locke called Digital Deliverance Inside the Movement. There's an article by Senator Josh Hawley, who I did a podcast with a couple of months ago. It's a book on manhood. It's a very good issue. I think I'm going to end up doing a podcast on this issue later where I could go into more depth, because this issue is historic. And I'll just use this opportunity to tell you that this is the last print issue of Charisma after 48 years. Charisma started in 1975. Very, very small, started actually at a church. We became independent of the church in 1981. Charisma enjoyed its heyday in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. And then as the digital age came on, it has changed the entire magazine industry with costs and everything else. It is no longer feasible to do in print, but we're going to go online. We're calling it Charisma Magazine Online. It's the same kind of articles and stories and everything that would be in Charisma given to you digitally. And you get 12 issues delivered to your inbox, your email box, every month for, I think it's $19.99. You can find the offer. There's a free offer on the site. This gives us an opportunity to reach hundreds of thousands and even millions of people that we could never reach in print. Our vision is to translate it into other languages. You may be able to partner with us on that, because a lot of people in different parts of the world can't really afford it. We want to make it widely available in a way we could never do in print alone. We see this as a great move. I will tell you a little secret that I'm hoping that we will do one major issue a year, but it won't really be a magazine subscription. It would be more like buying a special edition. Sometimes you see them in the stores, maybe when some famous person dies, or the National Geographic will do it. That's kind of my vision. It's too early to really announce that we're doing it, but that's what I'd like to do. We're getting lots of response from people. Most of the people are switching over to the new digital format. I got a letter from a lady who's obviously very old by her description and her handwritten letter that said she just had trouble reading, and she wanted us to continue to publish it and send it to her. Actually, we are making it so that you can download it and print it out on your printer. It's not exactly the same as having a magazine, but it does make it easy to read. We're trying to come up with audio things, different things. You know, we have a vision to get the word out, and we're using technology to do it. But I mentioned this. It's on Deliverance. I think in a way it's appropriate that that is the last print issue. But it's kind of historic. So if you have a copy, you might want to keep it. Most magazines have already made this transition. And we just felt that it was the leading of the Holy Spirit to make it now. As most of you probably know, I founded Charisma when I was in my 20s. And of course, it's dear to my heart. But you know what? I am enthusiastic about these changes. I really am. I'll tell you that we're announcing on the back Jonathan Cahn's new book called The Josiah Manifesto. It comes out the day after Labor Day, which I believe is September 5th. And it is running ahead of his previous books. You can also order it on Amazon.com. We encourage people to go there. And usually the pre-sales are so major that it makes certain that he makes the New York Times bestseller list. In fact, every one of his books have been so major that they have made the Times list. And one of the books he wrote, and I was going to mention this because it ties into deliverance, is called Return of the Gods. And he writes about how there were ancient pagan gods. We believe that they were evil spirits, that they weren't actually God. There's only one true God. But when Christianity became dominant in Europe, all these religions went away. Someone called it the largest exorcism in human history, because no longer did people worship Zeus or Baal or all of these, or another one called Ashtaroth, who also went by Venus and Aphrodite. It was kind of a sex goddess, and pagan sex practices were part of their worship at their temples. They had temple prostitutes. They would pray in the street. The priests, the male priests, would dress up as women. And Jonathan Cahn is saying that as the West has gotten away from Christianity, that these evil spirits have come back with a vengeance. The Bible talks about evil spirits coming back seven times worse if you don't clean out the house and keep it clean. And I believe that that's what we're seeing. You know, secular people like Glenn Beck have realized that this is an answer. Glenn Beck, who is not even a Christian, talks about how there's spiritual warfare. He had Jonathan on his radio program twice and on his TV program once to explain this, and he was just blown away with this revelation, and I believe that you will be too. You can also get this on Charisma, mycharismashop.com, or on Amazon, or on christianbooks.com, or in many, many stores as well. And I encourage you to do it because we're talking about the power of Satan and how we can overcome Satan. We have power through the Holy Spirit. We are not helpless. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We are not against the people who are sometimes oppressed by these evil spirits. We are against the evil one, and God has given us power, and God has called each of us to be spirit-led and to come against Satan, first of all in our own lives and in the lives of our families and those around us, but also stand for our nation and for the world to believe God for a great revival. In fact, there are prophets who are saying that a great revival is coming. And isn't that a wonderful thought? In fact, when things get really, really bad, it's like the Spirit of God comes in a new and fresh way. In fact, I believe that people are more desperate than ever before. That's why I wrote my book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, because I want to help people who are trying to live in this upside-down world and who need and desire the power of the Holy Spirit. And I break it down in only the way that a journalist can break it down. I'm not a theologian. I'm not a preacher. I've never been either. I have lived my entire adult life as a Christian journalist. I've studied. I've read many books. I've been to many services, of course. I'm friends with many, many leaders. And I understand some of these concepts. And you know, in a way, I'll admit, I almost wrote this for myself. I needed to be reminded of the power of the Holy Spirit in this upside down world, because things are becoming more and more hostile all the time. There's always been a resistance to the things of the Spirit. When we saw the charismatic movement be poured out in the denominational churches, there was a backlash. There was an attempt to have cancel culture back then. We didn't call that, but there were preachers or pastors that were called up before tribunals and their denominations, and some of them kicked out. Dennis Bennett, the priest in Van Nuys, California, of the Episcopal Church there, he was actually, when he got up and gave his testimony of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he was actually fired that day. And there's other examples. Many of you know Joel Osteen, who's very popular on TV. Well, I knew his father, John Osteen, well. I considered him a mentor. And he was a good old Southern Baptist there in Houston. And he used to say that they gave him the left foot of fellowship when he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So this has always happened. I've been familiar with this. I've experienced it in some ways myself. But do you know, now it's becoming more and more common. And also, as much of the church goes woke or becomes liberal, it's like the people that have the power of the Holy Spirit are the ones that are standing up, that are standing for truth. These are the people that I interview in my podcast. I recently did a podcast with a pastor who wrote a book on woke Jesus. And, if you go through my podcast, you can find this out. By the way, I'm coming to the end of this part, this podcast, which is kind of the first part of a two-part podcast. And I want to pray. I want to pray for you. If something I've said has touched you, if it's like the Holy Spirit has turned a light bulb on and you realize that there are things in your life that are strongholds and you want freedom, I'm going to pray. And I remember that Oral Roberts, who I had an opportunity to get to know rather well the last couple decades of his life, you know, he was one of the first broadcasters to say, reach out as a point of contact. He used to tell people to touch the radio and then later the TV screen. Now we do it in different ways. And I'm not asking that you necessarily touch, but if you would reach out, I'm going to pray for you right now. So, Lord, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I know, Lord, that I have no power of my own, but I have the power of the Holy Spirit to pull down these strongholds, to cast out these things in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, with the authority I have as a believer who's filled with the Holy Spirit, called by you, on behalf of these people who are praying with me, Lord, I just take authority. I take authority over the evil one. In the name of Jesus, I just cast them out in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free of these strongholds. And now if things are coming to mind, just renounce them as the Lord brings them to mind and just confess, I'm free in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no hold over me. I accept my freedom. I am free of this in the name of Jesus. And then just ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Lord, just fill us anew and afresh with the Holy Spirit. If the Lord has given you a prayer language, pray the prayer language, because the Spirit, the Bible says that the Spirit prays, it gives utterance to things that we don't even know how to pray, but we know that if we pray in the Spirit, that the Spirit is praying on our behalf. So just reach out to God. And then I want you to write a comment on this podcast and tell me. Or you can write me an entire email at info@charismamedia.com. It's there on the screen. And they pass it along to me. And I promise that I'll reply to you. But leave a comment too. Even if you're watching later, leave a comment. Write me an email. I want to connect with you. There may be some materials that we can put in your hands. I'm going to come back in my next podcast, which will be aired on Thursday. We're taping it today, but we're going to air it on Thursday in our slot like we do every Tuesday, every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm going to continue to talk about this. There are several things I haven't talked about yet, like our spiritual warfare Bible with the modern English version. I'm going to go into that. And there's other things that I can say about Greg Locke and even about my own book. These are resources that I feel you need. And particularly if you prayed and you feel that something broke in the spirit, I urge you to testify about it. You know, the Lord said that we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we just claimed by the blood of the Lamb that you're set free. Now, by the word of your testimony, declare it. Declare it to family and friends. Declare it to us in an email. We want to hear from you. We want to minister to you. That's why we do what we do on the Strang Report podcast, in the other podcasts, on our charismanews.com. Everything we do here at Charisma Media is to minister to you about the power of the Holy Spirit to help you live a Spirit-led life. And in the next program, I'll actually talk about how churches are beginning to use this as a Bible study, how you can use it as a Bible study yourself in your own devotional time. And also, I hope that this prayer helped. I hope that you'll respond to the things that you're doing. And now as we wrap this up, I thank you for watching. I thank you for sharing it. If you know someone that you think that this would minister to, if you think that someone that could use this, the Secrets to Deliverance, my own book, you could always buy it for them as a gift, or you could just forward this podcast and encourage them to watch it and to respond. My doing this today is a little different. We occasionally will have prayer on the podcast. I don't do it all the time. But today is the first day that I prayed, and I'm really, really eager to hear from you. I want to know your story. I want to know your testimony. As I'm able, I'll even share them on future podcasts. So I'll thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing to our new Charisma Magazine online. I did not really intend this to become a commercial. I hope it didn't come across that way. But, you know, we do what we do because of the things that I kind of talked about, and it tied in beautifully to my talking about deliverance. And I really, really, really want to get these products, these books, the other things in your hand. So that concludes this podcast on the Charisma Podcast. On the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for watching to the Strang Report. Tune in again for part two on this special podcast on deliverance. Thank you for watching. God bless you.
From 1975, Charisma has been at the forefront of reporting on revival, miracles, and the move of God in our world. Charisma Magazine is now going exclusively online to reach beyond the physical barriers of a print issue. Charisma Magazine Online is committed to bringing you the very best Spirit-led content to inspire your walk with God in this upside-down world. Go to mycharisma.com for exclusive content today.